This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And this is, there are more stories coming at me that I can speak through my mouth. Anyhow, you know, think about all the hoaxes we had to deal with over the last week. You know, you're looking at the Mueller probe. You know, again, give me a break. As you just heard in the last hour, we were talking about how the whole thing was predicated. The whole investigation was predicated on a lie. Predicated on information that the FBI or the DOJ knew wasn't true, wasn't real. They hated this president so much that they were willing to, well, I won't even say they hated this man so much that they're willing to go after him with a lie. Our justice system, our Justice Department, the people that we're supposed to trust, the people that are supposed to keep us safe, the FBI, one of the most powerful law enforcement agencies on the planet, or information gathering agencies on the planet, went after a man with lies. And they were threatening people. I may try to have... I'm going to try to get Jerome Corzai on the show tomorrow, because he's got to feel like $1 million, because this is over with now for him. I think it's over with for him. I'm not sure. We'll have to find out when we get him on. When Geraldo Rivera goes after Jesse Smollett, I mean, you know, Jesse knows he's got a problem, right? This is, you know, I wasn't going to go down this road, but I will anyway. Smollett's story, that whole, look at, when you get the Chicago mayor, Rahm Emanuel, and the chief of police so mad to talk about the corruption, right, and the mismanagement of this case, you know it's bad. Chicago, think about that. Right, you know it's bad. And this is the reason. These type of things are the reason that we today have President Donald J. Trump. Now, here's the funny thing about it. They try to paint him as the most corrupt president, the corrupt person, corrupt whatever there's ever been, and the biggest liar. You know, maybe someday we should just go down a whole list of things that the Obama mafia and the Clinton mafia has done, lied about, and covered up. What do you think? I mean, this stuff is getting old. And now this not proof, because nobody's going to investigate it anyway. But we're hearing now that a friend of Michelle Obama, close friend of the Obamas, was texting with the state AG in Chicago or in Cook County, making suggestions that maybe they should send this to the FBI and take it out of the state hands or city hands. When the chief of police found out about it, he openly said, look, if I had made that suggestion, I would have been brought up on charges. I would have been investigated. Right? I would have been shoved in a seat in the corner somewhere and told to sit tight till the investigation's over. So there is something dirty going on here. No question about it. You cannot find me another case similar to this. This is just something is going on here. And I hope, I shouldn't say I hope. I have no hope. I would believe that if somebody's got some shred of decency, they'll bring the information forward to uncover this. They'll bring the information forward to let people know truly and really what this was all about. Now, I don't have the clip. We might be able to find it later on. I don't know. We'll see. But I don't have the clip about, Rudy Giuliani. He was on CNN with Cuomo, I think it was earlier today or over the weekend. And he was pushing Cuomo for an apology. Now, there was no collusion. You said there was proof, Mr. Cuomo. You said that many had proof. This president did, he did get together with the Russians. He did collude with the Russians. You have nothing. This network owes him an apology. And Cuomo says never. We'll never apologize. Where I come from, that's pride. He knows they're wrong. They know exactly they're wrong. Right? But they're so bent on hanging this president that they're not going to back down. Because they truly believe. This is proof they truly believe. If you say it enough, if you pound on it enough, if you stay with it enough, you'll get people to believe it. I think those days are gone. When, you know, just before the Mueller investigation came out with the report, over 52% of Americans said they didn't trust the media. They believed that Trump was being railroaded. And these weren't just Trumpites. Let's talk about more about what the Democrats are trying to do. You know, they say all these wonderful things in front of the mic, but what are they doing behind the mic? I mean, when they're away from the mic. What are they doing when they're in private? You know, we talk about climate change and all the things that they want us to do, yet they're flying in their private jets every place they go. Their carbon footprint, in most cases, is 15, 20, 25 times bigger than any one of us. And now let's talk about the new Green Deal, right? Democrats, everybody's behind it, thinks it makes... Now, there's a few that aren't so hot on it. You know, the senator from Hawaii thought it was a bad idea, it could be hard for her to get back and forth. Well, until they come up with those solar-charged planes, right? I mean, we'll be able to fly like that. I'm sure you won't catch me on one. I'm sure they'll find a way to, you know, make the plane out of some kind of solar material. And you better hope there's enough sun out and there's no rainstorm or thunderstorm where there ain't no sun. Just saying. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of this hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jain. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to secretcancerkiller.com right now. Again, that's secretcancerkiller.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
That's right. Happy songs on a pseudo happy day. You know, I shouldn't feel like this. I'm somewhat giggly, if you would. And it's not because I so much enjoy. I'm trying to do this in such a fashion where I don't look like I'm gloating or you know, the Democrats were so sure that they had him. They're so sure that with the nasties, and it really bothers me to know it, because they're actually excited about being nasty about something. They're excited about somebody's demise. And when you get to people like Smollett, they have no problem whatsoever with what has taken place, the injustice that was done, if you would, on the Smollett scene, if you would. It irritates me to no end. Because what does that mean? What do I have to be, a certain class of person, a certain type of person, to be able to get a shake? I mean, think about it. There's a reality here when you look at who gets a pass and who doesn't. But that's a story for another segment. Let's get back to the new Green Deal, right? Everybody loves a Green Deal. Don't you love the Green Deal? Everybody loves a Green Deal. The new Green Deal, which was a sweeping Democratic proposal for dealing with climate change. Guess what? So, you know, again, whether you like him or not, Mitch McConnell. Mitch says that, you know what, they believe in this stuff, that they want it, let's put it on the table. Let's have them vote on it. Let's have them make changes. Do what they got to do to get it through. They should be lobbying, right? They should be pushing. They should be making speeches how bad the Republicans are because they don't want to take on climate change. They don't want clean air. They don't want clean water. They don't want your kids to live longer. Well, guess what? At the first pass at the new Green Deal proposal, you know, using all of the points and the topics that they want to use, it failed to reach the 60 votes necessary to begin debate. Simply debate in a non-binding resolution. So the Senate, Mitch brings it to the floor and says, listen, why don't we vote? I think this stuff is crazy, but, you know, they've laid it out long before I was around. I think it's hilarious. They have to vote on bringing something up to debate, discuss, to vote on. Nuts. Well, the Senate failed to reach the 60 necessary votes they needed. Can anybody guess what the number might have been? Don't look it up. Right? 42 Democrats. It actually lost by what the heck was the vote? I'll get it in a minute. But anyway, 42 Democrats. And Senator Bernie Sanders, who's not a Democrat, by the way, he's independent. They simply voted present. Why? Because they have no spine. If they believed in this, if they believed in what it was all about, they should have voted to bring the debate to the floor. No senator voted to begin debate on the legislation while 57 lawmakers voted against breaking the filibuster. Democratic Senator Doug Jones of Alabama, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and Kristen Sinema of Arizona joined 53 Republicans in voting no.
Sinema.
Who?
Sinema.
What does it matter? Sinema. She's going to be gone in a couple years anyway. Senator Angus King, an independent out of Maine who caucused with the Democrats, also voted no. The vote had been teed up by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in a bid to make the Democrat senators, including the 2020 presidential candidates, go on record about the measure. McConnell had called the proposal a radical top-down socialist movement to take over the U.S. economy, and I believe that to be truth. I don't believe they really believe in this, because if they believed in it, they'd be out there pushing it. And not pushing it just in their little speeches and their errors. They'd be on the floor pushing it. They'd be screaming to bring it up for debate. They would be, and you know, this is really weird for the Democrats, because they're really good at strategy like this. You'd think they would have got ready for this weeks ago. The Green New Deal calls for U.S. to shift away from fossil fuels such as oil and coal and replace them with renewable sources such as wind and solar panel. Aren't we already headed down that road? Aren't we already trying to make moves towards wind and solar power? Matter of fact, California's moving so fast towards wind that there's a plethora of dead birds in the desert where all the wind farms are, but that's beside the point. It calls for virtual elimination by 2030 of greenhouse gas emissions responsible for global warming. Republicans have railed against the proposal, saying it would devastate the economy and trigger massive tax increases. Senator Mike Lee of Utah called the Green Deal ridiculous. He displayed pictures of dinosaurs, cartoon characters, and babies on the Senate floor. He said he was treating the plan with the seriousness it deserved. You know, it's easy to throw that stuff out there. It's easy to get young people all ginned up, as some teachers do with elementary school kids. Get them all ginned up about, hey, we care about you, we love you, we want you to be good, we want you to be safe, we want to take care of the air and the water, and they throw all this stuff out there with nothing to back it. Absolutely nothing. You know, the Democrats led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called McConnell's move a sham vote that aimed to draw attention away from the real debate on the consequences of climate change. How does this make sense? How much crack do you have to smoke for this to make sense? How could you say that McConnell putting a vote on the floor to bring debate to the floor was taking away from the ability to talk about the seriousness of climate change? Come on, think about that. Senator Kamala Harris of California, Cory Booker, New Jersey, and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, all of them endorsed the new Green Deal, but they voted present on Tuesday. You know why? Because they're cowards. They didn't want to talk about it. It's easier to be irritated that Mueller didn't come through for them. It's easier now to turn against Mueller, which is what they're going to, you watch, they're going to be doing. They're going to subpoena him, and they have to talk with him now, right? Because he's such a nasty guy. They called it a partisan stunt to sidestep needed debate on climate action. But I don't understand something. If you're voting to debate the issue on the floor, how can you... I'm beating this up because I'm trying to understand. How can you say the Republicans did this to keep them from being able to debate? Makes no sense. And anybody who buys it, you know, you really need to be checked. You know? Gillibrand said on Tuesday, she said, I don't play ball with bad faith farces. The heck's that mean? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I mean, this is fun. I don't know anybody who has read this story or knows about this that is on the side of the Democrats. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration has changed direction on the Affordable Care Act. The administration had earlier argued for keeping parts of Obamacare, but now it tells a federal appeals panel it agrees with a lower court ruling that the law should be declared unconstitutional since Congress repealed the fines on uninsured people. If the law does go away, it could leave millions uninsured, giving Nancy Pelosi and Democrats a chance to highlight GOP reversals on health care.
They say one thing and they do another.
She says Democrats are working on legislation to shore up the law. But the president says the GOP will be the one to rescue it.
The Republican Party will soon be known as the party of health care.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points, the S&P up 20, and the NASDAQ up 54. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
She never fails to satisfy, doesn't she? You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that it takes, you know, really, to be involved, to be engaged. And I want you involved and engaged. I want you part of the discussion. So we're talking about the Green Deal. The one that the Democrats wanted so bad. They want it out there. They want it discussed. They say the Republicans are afraid to discuss it, and yet they're the ones that voted against discussing it. I'm telling you, man, I keep saying this. They use a whole different dictionary than we do. It is a whole different way of life with them. And yes, I hate to say us versus them and those kinds of things, but there's a reality here. It is us versus them. They're not. If they say they want to bring this to discussion, they want to be able to discuss this, the Republicans won't allow us to discuss this. Well, how is that true that when the Republicans vote to bring it to the floor, you don't want to discuss it? Who? You voted against it out in the open, and then what do? You call it a sham. What's a sham? The vote? What exactly are you calling a sham? I'm thoroughly confused here. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Just get involved and get engaged. Even if you simply go to the website and you're simply involved with an online chat with people that are smarter than I am, that are involved and engaged, they may have a different way of looking at things. Chuck Schumer said McConnell's move was a sham vote, that it was aimed to draw attention away from the real debate on the consequences of climate change. In addition to Sanders, Senators Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and all of them said the same thing. But they all voted present. They didn't vote to bring it to the floor to discuss. I'm beating this up because I want you to see how much sense this doesn't make. Today's new Green Deal vote is a partisan stunt to sidestep the needed debate on climate action and give Republicans cover to put oil lobby checks over our kids. I've come to expect nothing less from them. The problem is the vote was to bring it to the floor to be able to debate it. You voted not to bring it to the floor to debate it. So how you say the Republicans don't want to bring it to the floor to debate it is, I'm telling you, you can't get high enough for that to make sense. Well, maybe you can, because it makes sense to them. Climate change is an existential threat, and confronting it requires bold action, Harris said in a statement. Political stunts won't get us anywhere. Combating the crisis first requires Republican majority to stop denying science and finally admit that climate change is real. No, it's a scare stunt. Okay? You can take little bits and pieces of science, and you take your few, 100% of your minority, minority scientists, the minority of scientists, right? And, you know, it's really simple. If I get 20 doctors in a room, 20, hey, they did it in the 50s, 20 pro-smoking doctors, right? It's easy to say 100% of the doctors said that smoking, you know, calms you down. Well, that's because the 20 or the 50 doctors I had in the room all agreed that smoking calmed you down. Is that all the doctors? No. If you really look, and you can't go to a left or a right site, if you really look at that whole thing about the climate scientists that agree, you're going to find out what a small group of people that actually is in the bigger scheme of things. It's actually a small group of scientists, climate scientists, that responded to a survey or to information that was sent out and asked for a request. Matter of fact, many of those scientists probably looked at it and said, oh, I'm not getting involved in this. Goodbye. And threw it away. If they actually sat down and said, look, if you sent out 1,000 of these surveys or 1,000 of these requests for information and 50 of them come back and 48 of the 50 of them said they're totally behind, and believe that climate change is man-made, well, then you can say 98% of the scientists polled said they believed in this, and this is how. Right? When Al Gore, there was a joke that when Al Gore really got behind climate change, there were X amount of polar bears, and today there's 10 times that, 15, 20 times that amount. So if all these polar bears were, you see those pictures of them floating away in a chunk of ice into the sea and dying? I guess that really didn't happen, huh? Anyway, McConnell's stunt is backfiring. It's becoming clearer and clearer to the American people that the Republican Party is the way behind the times on clean energy, that Democrats are really the party willing to take action, said Schumer. Because we can believe everything he says, can't we? I really believe today that the Democratic Party is the party that's out of touch with reality, out of touch with the American people. You want proof? They prefer to support and protect illegal aliens before they do Americans. Many states run by Democrats, many cities run by Democrats, are giving more of your taxpayer money benefits to illegals than they are to our veterans and others. But they're for the American people, right? I mean, you think about the things that the Democrat Party stands for today. The majority of them stand for everything but what's American. Everything but U.S. citizens. You know, explaining his no vote, Manchin said in a statement, this climate problem is a massive one, and we have to act. But aspirational documents will not solve this crisis. Real solutions focused on innovation will. The truth is, even if we zero out our country's use of fossil fuels tomorrow, we have to face the fact that other nations have invested in and will continue to use fossil fuels to develop. And he's right. He's right. Well, how much of this burden can we take on alone? Do we do absolutely nothing? Of course not. We've made major changes in the last few decades. Major. We're not polluting the air more. Our engines our gasoline engines are turning out more pollution, less. We're not polluting our rivers more. We're polluting them less. I mean, seriously, I wish these people would be... See, my argument has always been, if you want to win a debate, if you want to win an issue, if you put the honest and true facts on the table and you win, God bless you, you won, period. I've got nothing to be upset about. But when you lie and twist and pull and yank and jerk around, you know, these issues, and you win by lying, like they did in California with the Prop 8, to turn around the gas tax, then it's a hollow victory. You've got to be a pretty dark person to be excited about a victory based on lies. Right? Senator Roy Blunt of Montana said that the Democrats were being hypocritical by refusing to vote for their own plan. I've never seen a bill sponsored by a dozen people who don't want to vote on it. You know, in the parliamentary rules, when a committee or the government put, you know, you have a move in a second. I don't know if you've heard about this, where something comes in front of the board. The board says, you know, I move that we adopt this issue. And somebody has to second it for it to go to a vote. Wouldn't it be funny if the person that moved it and the person that seconded it as a good idea voted no on it? That's kind of what they did here. They've been touting for weeks, for months, for eons, how great it would be if we'd come up with a green energy plan. And they said, well, maybe not so much. Don't you see why we get confused? Right? And then McConnell tried to rush the Green Deal straight to the floor without a hearing, she wrote. Well, he didn't need a hearing. He was putting it on the floor for debate. AOC said that she encouraged them all to vote present. McConnell tried to rush the Green Bill straight to the floor without a hearing. The real question is, should we be asking, why does the Senate GOP refuse to hold any major hearings on climate change? Why? Think about this. First of all, I don't know if I'd have a hearing without having open debate first and then having here. I do it in reverse. Because you're going to hear the same garbage over and over again. If I was on the Senate floor or a congressperson, I would go back to the 70s when these loons first came up with this idea, when they tried to tell you this was real. Okay, I would go back to that. And I would bring up every prediction they made with every scientist that they had who said this was real, this was going to happen. We had 5 years, then we had 10 years, then we had 11 years. And apparently we got a reprieve. God came down and gave us another 12 years. So I'm seeing your host. Go get some air. Come on back. We got a lot more to talk about after the break.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Don't you love that bass line?
It's great.
Troubles in your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being involved and being engaged. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you've spent, again, whether it's on the air, whether you're texting me or you're involved in the conversation that's on the website or on Facebook, I guess, with the Facebook feed. It doesn't matter. Just getting engaged. You know, I told you, I'm loving having some fun with the hypocrisy of the Democrats. And not necessarily my Democrat friends, because most of the friends that I have Democrats are pretty much on the same page as I am about this garbage that goes on in the Senate, in the Congress, in politics as a whole. They don't like it either. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know, it's one thing after another after another. Is what they hide, what they really won't step up and do. And, you know, there's no issue with the border. Listen, it's just like the resolution, the non-binding resolution after Omar again, Congresswoman person Omar, again showed her anti-Semitism. Something she's never going to step away from. And even though Nancy Pelosi is trying to get her meds straightened out, she doesn't realize Omar knows exactly what she's saying. She knows exactly what she means when she says it. She's grown up in a culture, not all, obviously, but she's grown up in a time and a culture that taught her how to hate Jews, period. End of discussion. It's not right. And then she comes out and she says that she can't pledge allegiance to this country or any other, actually. What is she doing as a congressperson? I would be taking every comment that she said. If I was a Republican in her area, I would be taking every comment she said, everything she says as anti-American, anti-Jew, just anti our way of life, and I would be plastering it on billboards, radio, TV, gas stations, YouTube for that area. I would make it so she couldn't hide from herself no matter what she did. And I would let every American know. Because there's plenty of, listen, whether you guys want to hear it or not, there's plenty of good U.S.-loving Muslim people out there. Muslim communities as well. I know some. And the bottom line with this, they don't like it either. But before you go throwing fingers at them for not speaking up and making too much noise, what are you doing? What is your community? Before you try to change a community that you're not part of, why don't you try to change your own? You Christians out there, why aren't you changing the Christian community in the way it handles politics? In the way it... Look, we lost the abortion battle because you Christians sat on a couch and waited for God to do something while he was waiting for you to do something. That's why we lost that battle. And I shouldn't say we lost it. That's wrong. That's why it appears that we've lost that battle, but we haven't. For some of you who know I've been pushing that movie Unplanned, you got to go see it. All right? You got to go see it because, you know, just like with this new Green Deal, they're talking about how we deny science. Well, so do they. They deny science because they don't want to take any power away from the woman. That's the way they see it. When you have people saying that even when the baby is born, the umbilical cord is no longer attached, and that baby was supposed to be aborted but came out alive and came out and beat the odds, the woman still has a right to allow it to die. Now, they're gonna have a problem at some point in time. How is that baby going to die? They're going to starve it? They're going to give it a shot? It's not attached any longer to the mother. It doesn't have an umbilical cord. It's no longer that parasite that they like to call it. They're going to stop the heartbeat? What are they going to do to it? These are things people don't want to talk about. It's uncomfortable. Well, we need to have these uncomfortable conversations. The heck with climate change. Let's have the conversation about when is it okay, not okay to kill a baby. Why don't we put it that way? Let's put the Not Okay to Kill a Baby Act up on the board. When does it have rights? None of them will not a Democrat around will deal with that. I don't know why. Because they don't want to infringe on a mother's rights. Is it any longer a mother's rights when that baby is on the table? It beat the abortion attempt. It beat the attempt of the killer. The mom doesn't want it. There are families out there that would adopt that baby in less than a heartbeat. Why not let them have it? Wouldn't that be the kind, compassionate thing to do? Or are you more concerned about the kids that you try to say are being ripped away from their mothers at the border? You're more concerned about those kids at the border than you are about the ones born alive, right? That's why I say, I have no respect for the far left anymore. None. I used to, well, you know, they fight for what they believe. But I don't anymore. I don't understand it. You make excuses as you go. And you try to justify things by simply calling us science deniers, as is with climate change. But aren't you? When science doctors say they can keep that baby alive at 19 weeks, when you want to rip it apart at 22, aren't you a science denier? Democrats led by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer I mean, he's making the rounds tonight, calling this a sham. But what's he got in place of it? Him and AOC make a great team, don't they? At a news conference on Tuesday, McConnell said that he believed that climate change was real, and at least partially caused by humans, but said the real question facing lawmakers was, how do you address it? See, Dems love to do this. They love to throw money at stuff. They philosophize out of what the real solution is. And then they throw money at it. Then they force you to do things their way. And then when it doesn't work, they tell you didn't do it right. Right? It's just amazing. He went on to say about basically outlawing the only sources of energy that working class and middle class families can afford, the Green New Deal would kill the entire domestic industries. It would eliminate millions of jobs. The plan could lead to a spike in household electric bills of over $300 a month. Look, I don't know how they come up with the numbers. I don't always believe the numbers either side comes up with. But he's right. How many industries would be put out of business? You know, when you guys who vote Dem and then complain about stuff like this, I have no sympathy for you either. Hillary Clinton said, okay, point blank and very simply, we are going to kill the dirty coal industry. And if you coal miners voted for her after that, then you deserve to lose your job. Think about it. You deserve to lose your job. Okay, finish up real quick. Tina, I guess her name is Chen, the attorney and former chief of staff for First Lady Michelle Obama, was sending messages, text messages. Remember, I told you about this earlier, to Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox about the alleged hoax link to actor Jussie Smollett. Right? These were brought forward shortly after the charges were dropped. So in other words, shortly after the charges were dropped, someone said, hey, did you know this Tina person was sending text messages to the Cook County attorney? Chen started practicing law in 83 after she graduated from Northwestern University. Right? In between, she worked for Obama at the White House, first as the director of the Office of Public Engagement, and later as the First Lady's chief of staff. Now think about the influence that brings you, especially in Chicago, right? Now Chen sent Fox an early morning text on February 1st saying she wanted to give you a call on behalf of Jussie Smollett and the family who I know. She said they have concerns about the investigation. Now, how much influence do you think that had? Now this is the other stuff I love. Tuesday, when they dropped all charges, they had an emergency. I don't know if you know this. They had an emergency hearing on this. Like he was going to the death chamber or something like that. You had to have an emergency hearing. So they dropped all the charges against him, right? He agreed to do volunteer service and let the city keep his $10,000 in bail. Isn't that nice of him? I don't know. This stuff just makes me nuts. There's a two-tier or three-tier justice system, period. And it isn't going to change until we the people rise up and make it change. It isn't going to change until we open our mouths and make it so uncomfortable for our legislators. Seriously. Hey, the next hour, do you know why it's costing us so much money to build these walls? According to the Huffington Post, or MSN, I should say, Mexicans are stealing border wall materials. We have to keep replacing them. I think we should put some guards on them and, well, you know, you try to steal it, you know what happens, right? Joe Messina, your host. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Heat up your coffee, grab a snack, come on back.